Hi there, this is John Falada. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. Our topic for today is rising poverty. And the truth about this is that we live in a very, very interesting times across the world and in nations of the world in terms of politics. You know, we're seeing the rise of citizens questioning or demanding for accountability, much more accountability from the government. We're seeing the rise of global powers, you know, building their nations to the point that we have some level of new world orders. What do I mean by new world orders? You know, in the 21st century, the war front is not in the physical battlefield. The war front is about mental or probably intellectual or intelligence. So it is the most creative or the most innovative that leads the world. I will take that again. It is the most creative or the most innovative that leads the world. So it's quite important that we understand that America has understood this from the foundations of their nation. They've been all about being the go-to place for innovation or empowering their citizens to be all they can be. And there are so many nations too taking that cue of empowering their citizens to innovate and all of that. As fantastic as China is, as fantastic as their existing government has been able to build what it is that they have today, the only limiting factor to their system of governance is the fact that they limit innovation, you know, especially when they feel the person will be will be freeing millions of people, will be freeing and creating avenues to wealth. I'll give you why I said that. You know, Alibaba was supposed to raise the biggest IPO or probably seed funding or for Ant Group or so. And I realized that simply because of the government's perspective of limiting the powers of an outlier, they limited the dimension of expression of greatness of their nation. And this is quite important because America understands this, even South Korea understands this, Japan understands this, Singapore understands this, the United Kingdom understands this, every leading nation across the world understands this. They place premium on their human capital. You know, we human beings have unlimited capacities. All we need is thriving environment. All we need is an environment whereby people can be able to be all they can be. You know, and in most cases, I do believe that if we have the best of leadership in our government systems, you know, the private sector can become bigger and greater in dimensions that would exceed human mind or critical thinking at this point in time. You know, I'll give you a scenario. The Lagos, or probably check around your locality, I want to speak about a case study. Now, the Lagos of the last 20 years is not the same Lagos of today. New York of last decade or last two decades, not the same New York of today. You know, Sydney in Australia of the last 10 decades is not the same Sydney of today. You know, Hong Kong is not the same Hong Kong of the last 20 years. Same thing with London, same thing with Naples, same thing with which other city I'm talking about now, Philadelphia, same thing with California, or precisely let me say Los Angeles, California is a state. I just realized that what all these states or cities have in common is the fact that the human capital contributes immensely to the national development as well. So therefore, challenging, you know, the leadership of the state and the leaders that create social change are actually all nation builders in their respective fields of influences. So I believe that this dimension, especially this post-COVID period that we're in, we'll see the rise of people who do things in an unusual manner. You know, I believe that our humanity will be tested in terms of the ones who have the most innovative solutions. You know, our critical thinking capacities will be tested. And it's high time for Africa to rise above it, or the global village to rise above it and indifference, and see ourselves as one humanity with diverse expressions. You know, we are all pursuing one thing, which is advancement of our capacity to express ourselves or live our lives. That is all we are pursuing, advancement, to do things better, in a much better way. The rising policy around climate change, we need to have conversations around ensuring that the earth is preserved. Many of you noticed that Matan came around in February, which is rare, and that is climate change for you. There's been a change around when it rains and when it doesn't rain and all of that. You know, growing up, we should know that rainy season starts from June or May, June, or thereabout. Now, I think it has changed. Rain, actually, it rained in February. Same thing happened in Davos, in Switzerland. You know, at the World Economic Forum, the snow came late. Usually, at those scheduled times, they usually have winter. Everywhere is cold. Everywhere is everyone is wearing their jackets and all of that. And only for them to arrive and realize that it's still very much, you know, dry, unlike the previous years. But later on, while the summit was going on, winter came around. But what I was trying to just emphasize is this. As much as we want to talk about, you know, transformation of our political systems, and we are seeing the rise of competitive political systems across the world. So it is the highest bidder in terms of ideologies, in terms of ideas, in terms of implementation and execution that gets the job over time. So back to Davos. We've seen global forces or global powerhouses commit their bid to climate change development and all of that. For instance, in Africa, I think that one of the things that we can use to curb climate change is to have our own clean, green energy plants across the Federation, across the nations of Africa, such that we can reduce the amount of carbon monoxide that is released from generators. Even the gas flaring can be reduced by building, you know, a climate change sensitive plant that can convert that gas flaring into power as well. I also believe that we live in a time whereby every ideology is being tested, especially when a generation want to test the limits of what it is that they know and all of that. So I'm very, very privileged to live in these interesting times. In the midst of the problems lies our opportunities. In the midst of these opportunities lies proper channels for expression of leadership, personal leadership, corporate leadership, even national leadership, even to the rise of continental leadership amongst the rise of global leaders or leadership. So I'm just kind of positive about these times. Despite the issue in Israel, I think I stated the solution on my social media page. I really do think that one of the reasons why I believe PM Benjamin Netanyahu wanted to curb the judiciary system was probably because in a system whereby the judiciary will not be an independent institution that upholds justice, equity, and fairness. I think sometimes most people are tempted to say, why don't you scrap this thing and say, okay, let's have, but in a democratic system, you're meant to have them in power, in their office, so that they can dispense law and order, because people can be able to agitate or, you know, pass out how they feel in the courtrooms and get reasonable judgment based on the facts and details that have been given to the judges. So, in closing of this episode called Rising Polity, I would like you to understand something about politics. Politics is just an opportunity to amplify results. Politics is just an opportunity to amplify results. So if you're privileged to lead, the best thing you can do is to amplify results. The greatest legacy you can have is to amplify results. And politics is about faithfulness. Once you're faithful with the opportunity you've been given to lead, more roles, more opportunities will abound. It is limitless. So, in our world where we need more leaders, this is a clarion call for young leaders across the 49 nations listening to me to draw capacity and prepare for leadership in business, in politics, in every sphere of influence that you find yourself. So I want you to understand that leadership is a responsibility, and you must respond to that responsibility. So thank you for joining me on today's broadcast. See you same time next week. I remain your host, John Falala.